Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning. It is 7:33. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, November 3rd. A man has died following a fire in Reno County. It happened about 8:30 yesterday morning. This in the 900 block of North Dean Road, about 4 miles west of Hutchinson. Fire victim identified as an elderly man who lived alone. Let's take a look at today's weather forecast heading into the weekend. Meteorologist Dan Holliday. Dan?
Good morning. As moisture moves into south-central Kansas, we'll have some low clouds, patchy fog, and drizzle through much of the day. Our high 48. Again, more fog and drizzle likely into the evening and overnight hours. Our low 43. Then we'll finally see some sunshine tomorrow for a while with a high near 70. Upper 60s again on Sunday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northeast. It is 40 degrees under a partly cloudy sky. President Trump heading to Asia for an extended trip. He'll be facing challenges about trade and global security.
The president heading out on a five-country trip over the next 12 days.
A lot of good things are going to happen. I think it's a very important trip.
President Trump speaking to Fox's Laura Ingraham ahead of his journey to Japan, South Korea, and China. A big concern, the U.S. trade imbalance with China, an issue that came up a lot during the campaign when then-candidate Trump accused the Chinese of currency manipulation. Will that come up? He says there's a good reason not to hold China's feet to the fire right now.
We have one problem that's a very big problem. It's called North Korea. China has been helpful.
The president also expected to make stops in Vietnam and in the Philippines. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
A quarter-cent sales tax has been in place in Hutchinson since 1993. Now, voters in Hutchinson will decide whether or not to renew that sales tax for another 5 years, coming up next week on Election Day. KSN News spoke with Hutchinson City Manager John Dierdoff, who broke down how the tax revenue is spent.
47% of it goes for our street program, 33% to the Cosmosphere, 15% for property tax reduction, and then 5% to the Stratica, the Salt Museum.
Sales tax has passed every time it's been on the ballot since 93. The last time the sales tax in Hutchinson was up for a vote was back in 2012. Back then, it passed with 72% in favor. It is 7:36 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Yesterday, the Republican tax reform plan announced in Congress, and there's been a lot of reaction to it. Well, let's get into some of the nuts and bolts of it. I know one of the debates I've been hearing is, will it help the middle class? Will it hurt the middle class? Well, let's find out some details. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland live with us from the nation's capital. And Rachel, this plan finally got unveiled and everybody's picking it apart now and trying to see what it might do.
That's right. And it's all going to depend, Ted, on someone's individual tax situation as to how it's going to affect them. And everybody wants to know. The winners and losers, people have been asking about that. The Republicans are saying this is going to be a boon for jobs, that lowering the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20% will help create jobs. Others are saying no. Corporations go ahead and pass that those taxes along in their products and the price of the products, and it won't help. So you have these arguments taking form already. But I think one of the biggest sticking points that could actually totally just fell the bill is the SALT deductions, their state and local deductions that we hear about. And from some of these larger tax states like New York and California, they don't want these deductions to go away. Peter King, who is from New York, a Republican, not happy with this. So the Republicans need as many votes as they can to get this passed because Democrats aren't going to support it. So if a few drop off, that could spell big problems.
And like you said, and these are some large population states where some of these Congress members, Republicans, are not going to necessarily just jump on board with this.
That's right. So the GOP looked unified yesterday, maybe the more unified than I've seen them in a long time. But there are these cracks and divisions that still remain. And it adds to the deficit, I believe, $1.5 trillion. Some of the fiscal conservatives, especially the House Freedom Caucus or someone like Senator Rand Paul, they haven't said anything yet that I know about, but I wouldn't think they would be, too pleased with adding to the deficit.
And of course, you mentioned one of the key items is deductions. It really addresses that in many ways and gets beyond even the tax cuts.
One of the deductions that's really making a lot of news is the home mortgage interest deduction, because there'll be a cap on that. It used to be that you could deduct it up to a mortgage of $1 million. Now that's lower to $500,000. And so if it's more than $500,000, you can't deduct at all. There's a limit on the deduction at $10,000. So some folks who are in that, say, upper middle class area where they buy homes, even here in the Washington area where I'm at, it wouldn't be uncommon at all to have a $500,000-plus mortgage. These folks may be house poor. They can't really afford the furniture. But people have houses of that size. So that's going to be upper middle class people that will be hit by that. And the National Association of Realtors has already come out against that proposal.
Of course, another aspect of this all that some people really glob on to is the fact that they're trying to make taxes simpler. This would propose some tax brackets, a lowering of the number of tax brackets, and simply making it easier once April rolls around for people to figure out how to do their taxes and make that process simpler. And there's a lot of people that like that part of it.
Oh, sure. Yesterday, the president actually kissed a postcard. It was one of those sample tax return postcards, and he's kind of theatrical anyway, so he did that. And, yeah, people love that idea. I took a look at it online. It does look a little more simple, but still, I think, it's just my gut feeling that Americans hire CPAs because it's complicated. Also, I think they do it out of fear. Like, you don't want to screw up with the IRS. So I don't know. Maybe they'll continue to hire CPAs, but they charge by the forms that they file. And if it's just a postcard, they're not going to be making a lot of money.
Rachel, do you get a feel on a timetable for this? How long is this going to play out?
Well, that is a big part of the story. They don't have that much time to get it done with the self-imposed deadline of Christmas. They've only got a handful of legislative days before they leave for Thanksgiving, and then they'll come back for a little while and then go again. So some are saying, yeah, let's get done, just maybe not by Christmas.
All right. Rachel, we thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
That's Rachel Sutherland live with us from Washington, D.C. this morning from Fox News Radio and discussing the Republican tax reform plan that was announced yesterday. Thanks to Rachel's expertise and filling us in on what's going on in the nation's capital right now. It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And, of course, on a day like this, when we're not even going to get – the temperatures are not going to get out of the 40s.
Nope.
I think this is one of those big coffee-drinking days for a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
Got to have a little Java, have a little something warm heading into your body. And why not Prairie Fire Coffee, especially in our building right here? That's what the beverage of choice is for a lot of folks. If you're not drinking Prairie Fire Coffee at work, your boss doesn't love you. I think our boss does love us because the Prairie Fire Coffee is a-flowing.
Yes, it is.
It is 7:41 with Steve and Ted, KNSS, here heading into this weekend. We're going to tell you about a lucky, lucky lady in North Carolina. And there's a reason I said the word lucky twice. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.